فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا.
What has happened to you that you have two minds about the hypocrites, even though Allah has reverted them owing to the sins that they earned? Do you want to lead those to the right way whom Allah let go astray? And he whom Allah lets go astray, for him you can never find a way. What has happened to you that you have two minds about the hypocrites?
The problem of the hypocrites is discussed here. They had outwardly embraced Islam in Mecca and in other parts of Arabia, but instead of migrating to the domain of Islam, they continued to live among their own people who were unbelievers, taking part in all their hostile machinations against Islam and the Muslims. It was not easy for the Muslims to decide how to deal with such people. Some were of the opinion that since they professed Islam, performed prayers, fasted, and recited the Quran, they could not be treated as unbelievers. Here, God pronounces His judgment on the issue. Unless the following is made clear at this point, the reader is likely to miss the real object of not only this verse, but of all those verses in which believers who have failed to migrate are characterized as hypocrites. The fact is that after the Prophet, peace be upon him, migrated to Medina, the Muslims came to possess a piece of territory where they could fulfill the dictates of their faith. At that time, all Muslims who suffered from the pressures and constraints imposed on them by the unbelievers and who did not enjoy the freedom to practice their religion were directed to migrate to Medina, the domain of Islam. It was in these circumstances that all those believers who were in a position to migrate to Medina but who failed to do so because of their hearth and home, kith and kin, and their material interests were dearer to them than Islam were declared hypocrites. Those who were not really in a position to migrate were reckoned as feeble. It is obvious that Muslims living in non-Islamic territories can be called hypocrites only when the domain of Islam either extends a general invitation to all of them or at least leaves its doors open to them. In such circumstances, all Muslims who are neither engaged in trying to transform the non-Islamic territory into a domain of Islam, nor inclined to migrate to the latter despite their ability to do so, will be deemed hypocrites. But if the domain of Islam neither invites them, nor even keeps its doors open for them, then they obviously cannot be declared hypocrites merely because of their failure to migrate. Such persons would be considered hypocrites only if they did something too outrageous to be consistent with true faith.
Owing to the sins that they earned,
God has returned them whence they came because of their duplicity, their excessive hankering after their material interests, and their preference for the good of this world over that of the next. Those people had indeed tried to extricate themselves from the grip of unbelief and to advance towards Islam. To be a true Muslim calls for single-mindedness. It requires a willingness to sacrifice all interests and advantages that are in conflict with the interests of Islam. It requires a faith in the hereafter strong enough to enable a man to cheerfully sacrifice all worldly advantages for the sake of his eternal happiness. Since those people lacked these qualities, they retraced their steps. Could there be any doubt about the stuff they were made of?
وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
They wish that you should disbelieve just as they disbelieve, so that you may all be alike. Do not, therefore, take from them allies until they emigrate in the way of Allah. But if they turn their backs on emigration, seize them and slay them wherever you come upon them.
Take none of them for your ally or helper. Seize them and slay them.
This is the verdict on those hypocritical confessors of faith who belong to a belligerent non-Muslim nation and actually participate in acts of hostility against the Islamic State.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ أَوْ جَاءُوكُمْ حَصِرَتْ صُدُورُهُمْ أَنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ أَوْ يُقَاتِلُوا قَوْمَهُمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ فَإِنِ اعْتَزَلُوكُمْ فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا.
Unless it be such of them who seek refuge with the people who are joined with you by a covenant, or those who come to you because their hearts shrink from fighting, either against you or against their own people. Had Allah so willed, He would certainly have given them power over you, and they would have fought against you. If they leave you alone and do not fight against you and offer you peace, then Allah does not permit you to harm them, who are joined with you by a covenant.
The exception here does not relate to the injunction that they should not be taken as friends and supporters, but to the injunction that the believers should seize and slay them. What is meant is that if a hypocrite takes shelter among an unbelieving people with whom the Muslims have an agreement, he should not be pursued into that territory. It is not permissible for Muslims of the Islamic State to kill a hypocrite in some neutral territory, even if he merits execution. This is because of the sanctity of the agreement concluded by the Muslims rather than the sanctity of the hypocrite's blood.
ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلم ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأولئكم جعلنا لكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا.
You will also find others who wish to be secure from you and secure from their people, but who, whenever they have any opportunity to cause mischief, plunge into it headlong. If such people neither leave you alone, nor offer you peace, nor restrain their hands from hurting you, then seize them and slay them wherever you come upon them. It is against these that we have granted you a clear sanction.